Thank you, BBC Ukrainian, for keeping that squeeze box going. Let's go over to Cuba again with Emilio San Pedro, also of BBC Monitoring. He's been taking us around Havana in the past few weeks, looking at the impact of changing relations between Cuba and the USA in several spheres: politics, diplomacy, sports, literature. And today it's music, because as you know, music respects no geopolitical barriers and cultural exchange goes in several directions, yes?
When you walk into a square in old Havana, the first thing you feel is the sunshine and the heat. And then you hear the music. Everywhere you turn, it's there. In the car, the restaurant, the street, and all of it is Cuban. I grew up in Miami in a Cuban household, listening to my parents' favorites like Celia Cruz and Benny Moré. And now that I'm back in Havana, I want to find out what it is that makes our Cuban music so unique and popular all over the world. But where to start? For me, it has to begin with one of the legends of 1950s Cuban music.
My name is Bobby Carcases. I came to Cuba at 4. I started to sing very early in my life, Italian songs, opera, zarzuela. In 1956, I started as a professional, just to know.
Who were you working with then in the 50s?
With Bobby Collazo. He was a composer of La Última Noche. And after that, I changed my life because I started to sing popular songs and jazz. And
beautiful, beautiful song, La Última Noche. Mm-hmm. I mean, just... Can you do a little bit for us?
La última noche que pasé contigo, quisiera olvidarla, pero no he podido. La última noche que pasé contigo, tengo que olvidarla por mi bien.
Bam, 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 bam. La última noche que pasé contigo, la llevo guardada como fiel testigo de aquello.
It's my mother's favorite song. So when you said it, I couldn't believe that was the one. She would beg me, because I had a radio program in Miami, and she would beg me to play that song. But yeah, she liked the Pedro Vargas version. No offense.
No.
So you started with that type of music. These are classics now.
I started with the vocal quartet. I stayed 2 years, but after, I was working in Tropicana in 1958, 1 year after Nat King Cole came to Cuba. And we went to Waldorf Astoria, to New York, with a show, Rumbo al Waldorf, with Armando Romeo leading the big band. Tropicana was the best nightclub in America.
Not everyone knows just how tight the relationship was between Cuban and American musicians.
We were a part of the United States in that moment, and it was so easy to go from Cuba to the United States and vice versa. And the music, we had Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton, Cab Calloway and Count Basie. We hear by radio, and immediately Armando Romeo transcribed the music and we play here. And we were very, very close to the United States, and the people from the United States and the people from Cuba are something. And the government is different. It's another thing. We continue to be the same. The music never stopped.
Above all, Cuban music is fun, the joy of dancing and singing. One group that knows how to have fun is Cola Loca. They are today's superstars. When I met them, they were in the middle of being mobbed by fans, but they started out in very different circumstances.
We started at a difficult time. We were in the military doing our national service. After we had done our exercises, we would go to our quarters and bang on the chairs in the room and start freestyle rapping. It was just for fun. It was how we relieved the pressure after a day working. Our first audiences were our fellow soldiers. They would keep saying they wanted more songs.
So was there like one song that you did?
The song that got at the start, it was Calentico. Before that, it was a bit of fun. But Yasser kept saying, we can do it.
What? Can you do a little bit of calentico for us now?
Me siento suave, me siento rico. Cuando te veo en calentico, yo me excito y aullo a la luna como un lobito. Y se me para qué el corazoncito, mami.
The song came from a trip to the beach. We saw this girl wearing the sexiest pair of shorts, and my friend said to me, "Can you make up a song about it?" And we did. From there, the public started demanding and wanting more from us.
A calentico, just you know, so we know, is basically a kind of a short shorts, really a pair of shorts that's really short, that might be for a guy to wear to the beach, but a girl will wear it. And it takes on another dimension. Do you describe your music as reggaeton? And if so, why has it connected with the public so much?
We're not just reggaeton. We are a fusion of lots of music. We are from Santiago in the southeast of Cuba, so we have so many influences. From the Americans at the Guantanamo base to Jamaica across the sea. And we have mixed it together with our own Cuban rhythms. And we made our own sound, which is a Cuban sound for today.
Cuban music is inspired by so many styles. Dano and Temba came together from different musical backgrounds in Latin jazz and funk to form the rap group Cuentas Claras, which means all debts cleared. They are, you might say, lyrically political, not just about life in Cuba, but across the world. It turns out that even in music, you can't avoid politics. One of their most famous songs, El Mundo.
La gente me hace ja, la gente me hace fuego como si estuviera. El puente de Londres se está cayendo, se está cayendo, se está cayendo. Y al mundo le falta un tornillo que venga un mecánico para arreglarlo.
Muchos creen que soy burro, que si no hablo me aburro, pero pregúntame, pregúntame. Y te diré que sencillo.
What is the song about?
It's a Cuban style of rap. It's a type of political satire, but it catches real life, what's happening today. Rappers in Cuba are the spokespeople for the marginalized in society. The song is a snapshot of what life is like now in Cuba and across the world. People criticize us for who we are, but we talk about what life is like now. That line, London Bridge is falling down, that's about how here everything is falling down around us.
What's it like now to do rap in Cuba?
Rap in Cuba is going through a crisis. Just saying the word rap terrifies people, as they don't know what we might say. People always ask questions when we want to perform. It was the first style of music in Cuba that was really critical of the status quo. And here in Cuba, that can cause problems.
La gente me hace foco como si estuviera. El puente de Londres se está cayendo.
There are so many styles, but what is it that makes Cuban music so special? Bobby Carcassés puts it all down to our special history.
Cuba is a very special country because we had the presence of Africa. The same slave that went to the United States, and there the result was jazz music, and here the result with the Spanish people was rumba, guaguancó, columbia, yambú, abacuá, and many different kind of music. It's not only the vibration of the ground, it's also the fusion between Spain and Africa. That is an explosive fusion. And I think that is the reason, because we are a little special.
So the musicians say the beauty of Cuban music is that it draws from so many influences, especially African and Spanish rhythms. And there's also a whole lot of improvisation involved.
Cuando Juanita y Chan Chan en el mar se mean la arena, como sacudí el jibe.
In case I was unconvinced by their words, Cola Loca, Cuentas Claras, and Bobby Carcassés showed me how it's done.
De Alto Cedro voy para Macané, llevo a Cuento voy para Miami. Para mí es un gran honor estar aquí representando con el maestro Bobby, que el bongo está tocando, los raperos de la zona que se están incorporando, los con la loca negra que vienen bajando para la gente del Angelón.
A rendition of Chan Chan, especially for the fifth floor, from Cuban jazz legend Bobby Carcassés, the rap group Cuentas Claras, and the fusion reggaeton group Cola Loca. That report from Emilio San Pedro in Havana. And by the way, if you want to hear Emilio's other reports from Cuba, you can find them online at our website, bbcworldservice.com/fifthfloor. You can also follow us on Twitter if it's easy for you to get there. We're at BBC Fifth Floor.